expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Way too much light going on.
Just thinking the new year, man, like a little bright.
Yeah, we need to shut that light down. It's like my keyboard lights up. I don't need me lit up. We're not on display in Macy's parade window at this point.
Wait, Macy's is still a thing?
I don't know.
Probably not in San Francisco.
I know. I was watching a video the other day of San Francisco. It is like sad. So anyway,
the gangsters are leaving San Francisco and L.A.
Well, they've already cleaned it out.
There's nothing left. They got all the loot, and they're gonna, leave town.
What's funny is there's literally somebody was doing an interview with a guy who was a gangbanger, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I've never seen it this bad." Back when like the gangs were in charge, it was just like there was structure. You knew which areas you avoided. You knew what now.
You're just getting carjacked,
and you're getting this. I mean, you got carjackers that are getting carjacked. They're not happy about it. Weird.
It's crazy out there. Well, welcome to the show. It's the first show of the year. It's January 2nd. We have got some year-in-review stuff. We've got some big news on the horizon, local politics as usual, a lot of different stuff.
Thank you, Travis.
So it's just, I'm not sure where to get started. Maybe let's start with announcements and kind of get things rolling with that. Have you got some stuff over there? No,
not really. But if you want to help support the radio programs and podcasts, please send us a donation on your check. Put PECON, which stands for Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, and you can mail it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California 96003. So, yeah, we are going to need, we always welcome donations. Oh, my headphones just did a shorty down. Sorry. Again, you can give us a call, too, if you'd like to pay with credit card at 530-221-0101. And we're kind of in and out of the office right now, so if we don't answer, leave a message. Try to speak clearly with your name and phone number. Sometimes people forget to leave me their phone number, and I don't always know how to call them back. So if you could do that, that would be great.
I'm trying to get into the chat room right now to get that up and running. It won't go into the one browser.
And then the other announcement, don't forget on Wednesday, I should mention that, they're doing, I'm not sure what they're calling it, on the corners of Hilltop and Cypress. I think it has to do with the recall.
Yes.
To vote yes on the recall. So that's going to happen between 11:30 and 12:30 this coming Wednesday. Again, it's at Cypress and Hilltop. So, we're taking over the four corners and, get out there and vote yes to recall.
Yeah.
And vote to put somebody in.
Everybody needs to get out there and, participate. It's becoming more and more clear that we have a criminal government, at all levels. The money, the graft, the corruption. It's becoming pretty apparent to anybody who's actually looking. So today, I guess what we'll do is we'll do a little year in review, and then we'll talk about current events. We want to talk about the Joe Rogan podcast a little bit. There's I also want to talk a little bit about the LIBOR ending is a big thing. And also J.P. Morgan getting fined again, $60 million for spooling on the precious metals market. We'll talk about that a little bit. Election audit identifies nearly 12,000 foreigners in Texas that voted. The big thing, I think, is the Dr. Malone before the local politics.
Well, there's that. But also, during this holiday season, when everybody's out, we had the Ghislaine Maxwell case.
Wrapping up.
And then also, at some unbeknownst time that we just ended up finding out about, on I think it was the 29th or the 30th, they ended up talking about how the people who were responsible for either allowing Epstein to kill himself or him to be unalived in some way.
Unalived, sorry. I had to laugh about unalived.
Well, we'll talk about that too.
Yeah,
because
so,
there's
about
some other information we want to get out of there. So we'll try to get it all in. We got a couple hours going here.
We do.
We do. So I guess where should we start? I mean, I think we should start maybe with Biden. I have a clip here to play. This is from our buddy David J. Harris Jr. And I'm hoping he's healing well. He broke his ankle last week. But this is a little clip and it's concerning Biden. Are we ready to go in there? All right, so let's play this. And this will kind of get the ball rolling. And then we'll just move into every area that we can talk about as we go. So here we go. Let me see if I can get it to work. Oh, hold on. I got. Get the volume up here. All right, here we go.
How many days has gone by since Joe Biden just basically said that he was going to leave it up to the states on how to handle this whole COVID and the vaccine and all that jazz? How many days have gone by since that's happening? Now, I know I'm a little drugged up here. I've had my legs operated on. I'm in crutches and stuff. But it doesn't seem to be that it's been very many days ago, maybe one, that Joe Biden said he was going to leave it up to the states on how they handle COVID and the vaccine mandates and all that jazz. And now we find out today that Mr. Ridiculously Stupid, just jack nut, Joe Biden himself said that he may actually institute a domestic travel vaccine mandate if his health experts suggest it. Are you kidding me? The same health experts that like fraud Fauci, that have driven everything in the country that's gone wrong over the last year. We're supposed to listen to them?
Clown show.
My wife said, if you heard it in the background. It's an absolute friggin' clown show. Go ahead and institute that nationwide mandate. See what happens. See how many patriots don't take an airplane. See how many of us just drive. And see how fast those airlines say, you know what? We're not listening to your tyrannical mandates either, Tyrant Joe. That's what you need to do. That's what we will do if you do that mess to us. David J. Harris Jr. here, and I told you I'm drugged up. I had to let go, but I'm on painkillers. My leg. Just you don't believe me, there's my leg. Less than 2 weeks ago. So don't knock me down. Don't knock me down when I'm preaching good. I'm preaching good now. Can I get an amen?
Yeah, I thought that was worth playing. It's a good way to start it off because, you know.
Well, what cracks me up is David Harris, drugged up, makes more sense
than Joe Biden.
Than Joe Biden or any of these people. I mean, I got one right here. Ocasio-Cortez slammed for claiming Republicans are mad they can't date me.
What?
I saw that.
Whoa.
It was some kind of sexual content. She's like way out there in frickin' spaceland, man. But I wanted to.
She's on some better stuff than David.
She's got better drugs than David.
No, the problem is she's probably not on anything. That's what's scary about it.
Wow. And I'm going to leave that one alone because
you don't or you do.
I better leave that alone because you got something all right, but I'm not sure that it's.
I'm saying not drugs.
So I want to say, you know, I do a little comparison here. Okay, so I was Googling stuff this morning about the year in review, and of course you get on Google the year in review, 95.9% of everything that I Googled was left-wing conspiracy crap about right how you know, it's either they've done nothing wrong and everybody else is screwed up. And just to give you some context here, okay?
And this was through Google.
This is through Google. So the site that I'm at right now is Sunday Morning, CBS. The first thing on their page, their top news story is the non-insurrection. Because does anybody at this point even believe it was an insurrection? Anybody that has examined any facts? I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Instigated, there's like 20 FBI guys out there, you know, to start with, egging the people on to get into the Capitol. The only people that die are Trump supporters, except the one cop that died of a heart attack that they tried to say he was shot or something by somebody.
Well, and it's so much of this at this point. There's so much of this stuff that we've been talking about that they're going to do that all the articles are now already out there. People are still in absolute denial of everything, or worse, they're pivoting and saying, oh, well, this is taking place. I mean, you've got January 6th. You've now got Fauci talking about domestic flights having to have the vaccination. You've got now Fauci talking about how you're not considered fully vaccinated until you get the booster. I mean, it's all of the things that we've been saying are going on.
Let me do a little comparison here, and the reason I'm showing this is to show you what the left wing is considering the highlight and important stories, as opposed to what we consider the highlight and important stories.
But that story is going to change with the left come tomorrow. Just saying.
Well,
they change daily.
I'm looking at the year in review here. So we've got this: four dead after Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Capitol police officer dies from injuries in a pro-Trump riot. Well, that's a lie. And these guys are more and more just outright lies.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, they change the narrative constantly.
Well, this is back from January. Handguns, crowbars, tasers, tomahawk axes, dozens of Capitol rioters wield deadly or dangerous weapons, prosecutor says. Well, we found out that's BS, too.
Yep.
So, now, that was January. I'm not going to keep going, but then... Here in February, the United States formally rejoins the Paris Climate Agreement, an international treaty aimed at limiting global warming. Was that on your top 10, anybody?
No.
Because...
I mean, as far as global warming goes, one of the things that was on my top 10 as of today's date was China's artificial sun burns 5 times hotter than the real thing. Maybe that's causing global warming. You want to bet?
It's only us in America, us white American people, that cause global warming.
Yeah.
Don't you know
that? Ignore
the
artificial sun that burns 5 times hotter than the sun that's on Earth. That's not doing it. It's just like a radiant heater.
How about the massive cargo ship that turned sideways in the Suez Canal?
Oh, yes. Greenwood or something was the name of the ship?
Evergreen.
Yeah.
It's Evergreen.
Evergreen. Thank you.
And that stopped all the supply lines, right? That started it? Was it? Yeah.
No? And I believe...
Mark, you're looking over here. You're looking at me. I am one bad day from turning into freaking Alex Jones right now. I am not even kidding. They're turning the frogs gay, you guys. They're turning the frogs gay. You look at what's going on over here. Everybody in the government's corrupt.
They're turning the frogs gay.
The government.
I thought they were morphodites.
Every single one of them are demonic.
I thought they were morphodites to begin with. They could go either way. Transsexual frogs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Actually, the thing to his point actually was the fact that they're having estrogen that's getting into the lines, and more of them are actually turning towards the female gender rather than otherwise. But he basically started going through on it, and it became this big meme. But
wow. So here's April. Ex-cop Derek Chauvin convicted of all charges in Floyd's death, even though it's proven that Floyd was a criminal, and they started doing statues to him. And
he was on drugs.
He was on drugs.
It was actually the drugs
that killed him.
That killed him.
Yeah, I guess when you put fentanyl in your system.
Yeah.
But they've hoisted him up on a big plateau of what a guy, and it's just, you know, they're tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson
and they're going to put one up of him.
And they're putting statues up of him. And did anybody see the mural that was struck by lightning? It was struck by lightning. Okay. I mean, wow. So that guy's gone, and I don't know, deserved it or not.
I'd say they'd try to cancel God for that, but they already did.
Wow. May, SpaceX Crew Dragon astronauts arrive home in a rare splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk says SpaceX rocket launch is a dream come true. Did you know that they didn't even include him when they had a summit of all the electric car manufacturers? Mm-hmm. And that was what, kind of what started this thing with Elon Musk. Here, this guy is the preeminent genius in the world for electric cars. Now, there's been some recalls. I don't know if everything's all good, but there's been an ongoing battle and with the left. And, you know, we've seen a lot of it here lately with Elizabeth Warren, who's an absolute moron. You know, she's going, yeah, he's getting everything for free. He's a freeloader. He doesn't pay his taxes. And then you find out he's paying $11 billion in taxes, the most of anybody in the history of the country. And then you find out, she's paying $5,000.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that's
on the
dole. Here's the interesting thing about this. I think Elon is actually playing 3D, 4D chess with these guys.
He's a smart guy.
He's very smart.
You look at what he did. He put out a poll that normally would cause his stock to just drop like a rock. If you had any CEO that dumped 10% of their shares, you'd drop like a rock.
His goes up.
But, well, yeah. And so what he did is he goes, well, you guys are all talking about how I don't pay taxes, so do you guys want me to sell off 10% of my shares? And I'll do that based upon this poll. Yeah. And so then they do that, and he gets to sell off his shares and have all this excess cash that he can turn around and do stuff that he wanted to.
And he said that H&R Block could do his taxes because he has no tax shelters. He could do them himself.
Well, he's... You look at Elon, and they demonize Elon because Elon actually is making stuff. Now, Elon's a scary dude because you have a dude that actually has told people out and out that AI is more dangerous than nuclear weapons, and it is. When you start looking at what AI can do and the predictive things, like Facebook knows not only when you're in the bathroom and going to the bathroom, but knows when you're going to the bathroom. It knows your schedules. It knows everything else. You've got Google that has these new tattoos that are supposed to go on your hand that you're going to be able to take a pill, and the pill will register with you. And their tattoo is going to be your registry to get into your car or into your house, and it's going to be your biometric register. And this is Google working with DARPA to be able to make this a reality.
Okay, so let's move on.
No.
Let's move on because I want to illustrate a point here. Okay.
Okay.
Here's June. We had a 12-story collapse at the Seaside Collapse in Florida.
In Florida, yeah.
Investigators find new evidence, extensive corrosion in the Seaside building, death toll at Seaside, Florida building collapses. They search for answers. That's June. Okay. July brought the 32 Summer Olympic Games to Tokyo near a year after being postponed. The U.S. topped the medal count with 113. And the whole thing was the Tokyo Olympics coverage for June. August saw the greatest withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan in over a decade. The war that took the lives of 2,400 U.S. service personnel, Taliban fighters reported at the gates of the Afghan. 11 days in August, how Afghanistan fell.
All right. So in that note, too, talk about how great the withdrawal was. I have one.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It was really good. He did a wonderful job in doing that.
I have one from yesterday, just the news. Taliban, a U.S. major arms dealer after weaponry left behind in Afghanistan, watchdog warns. Yay! Good job! Next
this
going.
Is, okay, I know. So you're starting to get the swing of this, right? Okay. So September, Texas abortion ban turned citizens into bounty hunters. Texas website used for snitching on abortion shut down. Texas website, new abortion law. Some clinics in nearby states can barely keep up with the demand. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, come on. Okay. October.
Not to mention, IRS reminds taxpayers they have to report any income from crime, such as dealing drugs. Or if you've stolen something, if you don't return it before the end of the year, you need to count that.
I wonder if they're following the guys that just ripped off all the stuff down in San Francisco with the smash and grab.
They're exempt.
They have an exemption. That's the new exemption. It's the, it's the smash and grab exemption.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Read that
this from everything else.
Okay. If you steal property, you must report it at its fair market value in your income in that year if you steal it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year. The next also, if you receive a bribe, it includes include it in your income, it read.
Well, we could go back to all the guys in Congress and half and more than probably three quarters of the Senate. And if you trace some of the money down, go, now, November. Okay, we're in November. The Braves win the World Series, first since 1995, defeating the Astros. Minor league teams are on the brisk of on the brink of financial catastrophe. Bipartisan lawmakers step in to save step up to the plate to save them. December. Tornadoes ripped through the South and Midwest, killing at least 91. Let's see, Mayfield Candle Factory, stories, glimmer of relief, FDA authorizes first antiviral pill for COVID-19, FDA authorizes second antiviral pill from Merck with no alternatives available. COVID-19 pills could be a game changer if you can get your hands on them. That is their, that, this is CBS Morning's Year in Review. Do you think they missed anything?
No.
I mean, not at all.
I mean, these are the most important freaking stories of the year.
Those Braves, man.
Go Braves. It's un-freaking believable. Okay.
Yeah, they missed Let's Go Brandon. I mean, geez.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just as an example, Let's Go Brandon.
So there's a really funny story to that, too, is because Brandon, he basically got a whole bunch of hate from the left over the whole thing, even though he didn't do anything. He just drove a car. So you know what? He just embraced the heck out of it. So now his car is officially sponsored by Let's Go Brandon coin.
Wow. Wow.
So now he actually drives the Let's Go Brandon car.
So let's do our little year in review. Okay. This comes from another website. This is the Conservative Commando radio show. And I just pulled one up out of the air because I had a hard time finding anything that was conservative by Googling it.
That's the problem, Googling it.
Okay. Yeah. I know. But I wanted to get a comparison of where we're getting our information, because if you're watching CBS Morning, you're a moron. You really are. You don't know anything. You don't know. Okay, so the first headline that I got out of this other website is...
Well, it's one thing to be watching it and take in what they're saying is truthful and following it, you know. You may want to see how stupid they're being and turn it on.
I think, well, maybe. I think if you want to watch that at all, you're crazy just because they're filling your head full of crap.
I would take it one step further because...
Oh, you got to compare.
Well,
this
is the problem that I see on it. Anything that you have on your mainstream media networks is, at this point, what we've already seen, completely corrupt.
Yes.
You will hear tidbits of truth that will keep you entertained. Where else do we know that from? The devil? Literally himself? I mean, you go through and you look at what the devil does. He doesn't explicitly lie to you. He says, surely you will not die. Right now, later on, maybe. Yeah, probably.
Well,
but this is
know.
What this mainstream media does. They have a little bit of tidbits of truth on all of these networks. It's why Fox is trash. It's why all of these networks are
trash.
So
what you're saying is that we lie to you news with your chief correspondent, Beelzebub, with stories that you can count on and trust.
Well, that's that Joe Rogan thing. The amount of lies that have been going through and the amount of coordinated efforts for propaganda that is right out there, straight in your face. Why do you have a guy that is literally one of the most educated people in the world on the topic of RNA, and he
gets banned from Twitter.
Right.
He's banned from Twitter. He was previously banned from LinkedIn.
Probably YouTube.
I don't know about YouTube, but you look at all these places and all these people, I guarantee you they're coming after Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's probably going to be next.
So let's look at, Biden said that, Trump should be removed from office because 220,000 Americans died during his watch. Since Biden took office, 400,000 Americans have died from COVID. Now, what I'm saying is that's a bull crap line, too, because we don't know how many people have died from COVID, because if you start digging in and you look at that Robert Malone interview on Joe Rogan, go to Spotify, and I highly recommend that you do. We're going to cover this more, is that you find out that they had so many incentives to lie about everybody dying of COVID that we can't believe any of the numbers. They could have all been dying from the flu. We don't know. They could have died from a bullet to the head and still be a COVID death.
To that note, I have a clip of Mr. Dr. Anthony Fauci, science himself. Mr. Science says that we're already at a place to where they are over-reporting. And he himself is saying, we got to go to a break real quick. I'll grab it, pull it up, and we'll go back to it as soon as we get back from the break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Yet for auld lang syne.
And here's a hand, my trusty friend, that gives a hand to thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. Yet for auld lang syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Every park, every cafe, you will find them there. No eyes raised to greet us, they just scroll and they stare. Friends beside them are distant, each entranced by sunlight. Till heads grow heavy and their batteries drain, sometimes well into the night. Kinda all look like zombies, enchanted by handheld spells, caught up in a world by themselves, unblinking like chair and type LOL. One gets up and they amble,
just get out of their way. They shuffle slowly with their eyes transfixed. Just put your phone away. Watch out, or your cell phone will transform ya. In front of your face, in front of your face, stuck in cyberspace. It's chewing you up now, don't say I didn't warn ya. Like the living dead, just lift up your head.
We're doing a little remix of some of the parodies that we missed this last year. I'm saying, yeah, you know, you need to pull your head off the phone a little bit, too, and the social media, because, man, we're going crazy. I wanted to bring up this CNN story. How many people got fired at CNN or left or resigned or, you know, and then they, like, they did an interview with Babylon Bee and Elon Musk, and they asked him, you know, why he doesn't go on CNN, and he said he's not perverted enough. So we've got, I know, six big names. You got you know, Cuomo, who goes down after they find out he was helping his other brother from another mother, who was, you know, sexting or texting or underage, going after some. I mean, is this perversion getting kind of, you know, gee, do you think it's pervasive?
You look at Epstein, you look at what's going on. I mean, I feel really bad right now for Hillary, for the fact that a close friend of hers is going to jail right now. I mean, it was invite only
Bill?
To her wedding. And
you know, if you were serious about that, I would tell you to leave. Maybe slap you.
It's too bad it's not Bill. He needed to go a long time ago.
Well, we were talking about January 6th. Now,
you're skipping back now. I was ready to move forward into Ghislaine Maxwell, but go ahead.
We can do that. I wanted to cover that.
I want to make sure
forward.
We're going for the juggler here.
Tucker had something.
Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson.
I know who he is.
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. So you remember all the bombs that were found all around and how the FBI had cell phone data that they were using to track people that had just been there at the Capitol, and they got all that information and all that data? Right?
Yeah.
Well, it just so happens we have video footage of a guy who is sitting on park benches dropping these bombs underneath it, and he's on his cell phone at the time. Isn't that peculiar that they can't track where that cell phone went, where they can track somebody all the way back to anywhere across the United States and bust in their front door just for being there at the Capitol?
Especially if you're like Project Veritas and you're publishing crap on CNN and their news
anchors. Well, yeah, somebody's book.
That's another story for another day. I mean,
but now we can move on to Ghislaine.
Okay, Ghislaine. Is it Ghislaine or Ghislaine?
Yes.
Ghislaine? I don't know what it is, but.
It's French. Parlez-vous français?
Is it France? Mon ami. Yeah. So how come couple of questions. How come they sealed the records after that she was convicted? How come the judge sealed the records? Why would you seal the records of a convicted pedophile who was human trafficking at the highest levels of government and aristocracy in the world? Why would you seal those records? And they didn't have any of the witnesses that testified, because, you know, that had knowledge of some of the high-profile names. I don't know, like Prince Andrew and you know, Bill Clinton and, you know, a bunch of other guys that, you know, never seemed to ever run into any problems. I don't know. There was a couple Catholic, I don't know,
well,
Pope
yeah,
or somebody.
There's a lot of them.
So it's the insanity. And then on top of that story, what else happened that was kind of interesting right after she was convicted?
Well, we found out that at some point in the past, they went ahead and dropped all the charges against all of the security guards that were supposed to be there and the officers that were supposed to be checking in who had been doctoring up the time clocks and been doctoring up evidence and been doctoring up things. And for whatever reason, all of those cameras right around his cell around that time all went down, but all of the charges on those guys got dropped. It's weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a coinkydink, right?
I mean, yeah, there's
and
so
you thought it'd be different?
Yeah, it is so blanketly in your face every time. I mean, you
everything
look at,
like that is
when they want you not to know something, folks. They will release it on a Friday on the weekend when nobody's going to be covering it. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that all the big news comes out and then gets brushed under the rug because that's already 3 days old news by the time anybody hits it, or they'll wait for a holiday like you know this last Christmas weekend where there was all kinds of stuff coming through. The other thing they're not talking about is a bill for communicable agents to where they can go ahead and put you into a confinement if you are sick or anything like that, and that's not going to be in violation of any of the things.
Yeah, they just get rid of all your rights. Let's just throw out the Nuremberg Code. Yeah, throw out the Constitution while we're at it, and you'll do what you're told, and just shut up and sit down. You can't travel anywhere, and if you get out of line, we'll put you in some kind of a freaking internment camp out there by Tule Lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll see if I can pull up that exact bill. But
I wanted to cover some of the best fairy tales of the year.
15 days to slow the spread? That sounds like a fairy tale
at
this point.
Well, the first fairy tale that we kind of already covered was the insurrection. Okay. The second one is that Hunter Biden is a famous painter now.
Of course. He's I mean I can't even.
He's turned into into an artiste. He's now an artiste. People are demanding his paintings. You know, I mean, it's like, what the heck? I mean, I want to spend $1 million for a painting from Hunter Biden because he's going to be in the Louvre.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to be in the Louvre.
Do you mean the Louvre or the Louvre?
I think I meant the like in the lab, you
the,
know how,
the laboratory.
Yeah. That was it. So our next story for the year is that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. The fairy tale. Yeah, I mean if you have fractured fairy tales. Remember that old cartoon?
Man, that he's failing as a white supremacist. To be a white supremacist and only shoot white pedophiles and felons.
Yeah, I don't understand why you got a problem with that.
He's obviously racist.
Yeah.
Shooting white people. But jeez. Earlier on in the day, he also, you know, treated Black Lives Matter people who were actually out there not causing any problems, but who had gotten...
I got a little something on the Black Lives Matter thing, too. There was a guy here, let me pull this up here, that was kind of an interesting guy. And... So he was a part of the whole Black Lives Matter guy, and I got his name.
There's
right
a few
here.
Of them.
I got his name right here. Let me pull it up here. Where are you? Okay, his name is Charles Wade. Charles was instrumental in the Black Lives Matter movement gaining prominence in Ferguson and Baltimore. He was arrested this year for forced prostitution and human trafficking. In other words, a man that led a group protesting slavery from 200 years ago was arrested this year for slavery.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's why they had those big mansions.
Well, and they then went back.
You know, remember the lady? She bought, what, 3 mansions as the head of Black Lives Matter?
I think she's up to 4 now.
Oh, is she up to 4? Yeah, you got to have some place to conduct that kind of stuff.
Okay, fairy tale number 4. Juicy Smollett, or Smollier, depending on, I think that's French too, Juicy Smollier, he's a hate crime victim.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
a hate, he hates himself.
He must. To come up with the story he did, he was really good.
Okay. Here's number 5. Okay, remember the guy that drove in, I don't have his name here in front of me, the guy that drove his SUV into all those people because he was mad and...
How dare you? How dare you? He did not drive his SUV in there. The SUV drove itself.
That's the fairy tale I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
He must have bought it from Elon Musk.
I think we need to ban all SUVs, trucks, vehicles, and we need to only have horses. No, horses can still be dangerous, too, if they get running.
Too many.
You need to walk. Wait, no. legs could still be used to kick people.
We now, you all move to San Francisco everybody. And get in a little cage.
No, we need to amputate
no,
everybody.
No. How about you watch The Matrix? You don't have to amputate anybody. You just need to put them in a little cell, give them a blue pill.
That's what I said. Put them in move them to San Francisco and put them in their little cage.
No, not cage. Because if they're sentient at all, like you just need to put them into, like, I don't know, the metaverse.
The metaverse.
Oh.
Okay, now you're going too far.
That's over the line, huh, Travis?
Have you seen how much creepy
all
stuff
I,
is
all
going
I want to know
that?
Is do they have Sweet Baby Ray's in there?
No, check this out, though. So, like, I was seeing a video the other day from the Oculus Quest, and
The Oculus Quest?
Yeah, it's Facebook's VR system.
Oh.
They're grooming kids inside of this thing. You got all kinds of pedos and stuff like that are walking around in VR that are talking to little kids, like talking dirty to little kids.
Kind of like,
and you really thought it would be different with Facebook? Come on.
And they don't work at CNN?
Come on.
They probably do.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
CNN.
Yeah, just give your kids their devices so they can get on there. Come on, what's the matter with you?
The news that keeps on giving.
But they're not doing anything to do any of the protections for these children or anything else. I mean, literally, it was sickening.
Come on,
listening to
come on. And when you look at what's his name, Zuckerface, okay.
Well,
do you think that does he look like the guy that you would want to leave in charge of your kids as a babysitter?
Dude looks like he's a robot from the second generation of
have
the
you
Terminator.
Seen like before and after pictures when he was like I don't know was 18 or something and then the pictures
it's
now
creepy, man.
It's weird, man. He's got like crocodile eyes or like glassed over eyes like alien. It's weird, man. I mean, it's like, what did they do? Inject him with some kind of DARPA formula? The same? I think it's the same stuff that they're injecting Joe Biden with.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, must be the same doctor.
Have you ever noticed that? Like, even when he turns around and he smiles, you don't see, like, the laugh lines
did
or anything like that?
Did you see his barbecue?
No.
He said Sweet Baby Ray's like 30 times. Oh, we're going to have some more Sweet Baby Ray's. Look, we've got the Sweet Baby Ray's to go on the... It's like Sweet Baby Ray's. It's like,
oh, that's what the whole barbecue sauce thing was
it's
about.
It's like he must have said Sweet Baby Ray's like, I don't know, 30 times in a minute and a half or whatever the clip was.
That's
it's like,
creepy.
Okay, what are you doing with the Sweet Baby Ray's, dude? What's going on with the Sweet Baby Ray's? I just want to know. So we can report it at CNN.
Well, we've been seeing a bunch of stuff. I mean, now they're mainstream news articles are coming about talking about how young blood on your face can end up being beneficial.
Okay, so
we're moving right along.
Stop it. That's it. Okay, so our next we got a couple more fairy tales. Okay, our next fairy tale is Alex Baldwin.
Before we move on, can we all just take a moment to realize that all the conspiracy theorists and stuff like this, why are they all ending up in mainstream news? Like, I've never been one to be like, oh, yeah, let's put young blood on our face or ingest young blood or get transfusions of young blood. And yet in the last 3 weeks, all these articles have come through. Where are they getting all this young blood from? And who the heck are the parents of these kids that are like, oh, yeah, go ahead and take my kid's blood so you can inject it into yourself to stay youthful?
I guess we're not reading the same periodicals.
Apparently not.
Okay, back to Alex.
Hey, why don't you smell David's drink there? For He's leaving, guys.
Wow, that's like that's not sugar free, man. I'm telling you, it's something's going on there. That's like the half cap mocha sugar sugared up double.
Yeah.
Double whatever. Like, double
no,
barrel.
No.
Double barrel latte.
I'm not letting this one move on. Okay.
He's not going to let it go.
New scientist. Young blood really. New scientist. Young blood really is the key to youth. Humans are constantly searching for an elixir for youth. Could it be an infusion of young blood holds the key?
Wow.
This seems to be true for mice at least.
I mean, we've been talking about adrenal chrome for a long time. There's something there. Yeah. Obviously.
I've been the guy over here this entire time that's like, no. Come on, you guys. Like, let's just stick to the facts and let's just stick to the points. And then they go and release all this crap. And like I said, I'm like one bad day from becoming Alex Jones at this point. Like, the whole thing, it's nice, funny
little joke.
Don't worry.
We've got a whole year.
Oh God. Yeah.
It's 2022.
I'm going to Mars.
Oh, my God.
Going to Mars.
It's two... Oh, second day of 2022.
I'd like to know what you're doing to find this stuff. I'm just asking for a friend. What are you doing to find this stuff on your computer?
I am better researched than all of you.
He's like, leave my computer alone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my computer. Stay away from my computer.
I didn't even need to bring up the facials about infants.
If he starts talking about his precious, man, you're freaking out of here, dude. Oh, so, let's talk about Alex Bowman.
How fast can he run?
Yeah, it's my precious. So Alex Baldwin, you know.
Alec Baldwin.
Well, whatever. Alec Baldwin shot, and he didn't shoot the person. The gun did it.
Oh, yeah.
The gun shot itself.
That's a good PR firm. That's a really good PR firm.
And have you noticed how he's getting
as
really
good safety as it's finest?
Have you noticed how the baggy eyed guy's getting really baggy eyed and like he's like stressed out and trying to hope? I think he's hoping that nobody charges him because guns don't pull their own triggers.
Well, isn't it amazing how it's not in the news anymore? I mean,
let's talk about the Tokyo Olympics or you know.
Well, he's in the crew. He's one of the few.
Let's talk about Joe Biden's accomplishments.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's friends with Maxwell. Probably.
Wait a minute. I'm not moving on.
I'm just saying, Alex, probably friends with Maxwell.
Come on. Let's talk about Joe's accomplishments.
Exactly. I'm saying.
Do you guys remember years and years and years ago when they were shooting the movie The Crow? And
Brandon
and the
Lee?
The stunt gun went off and killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't as wacko as this one. It's the same concept, right? Same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this one different?
Because it's Alex Baldwin.
Alec.
And so it's interesting, too. So he says that the gun fired on its own. It's a double-action revolver. When you end up looking at that type of revolver, you can find all kinds of YouTube videos to where people bring out the exact same one. It has a safety feature on it to where it has to be cocked back before you pull the trigger. And if you cock it back to the first position, that's the full stop. It doesn't go forwards even if you pull the trigger. You have to cock it back to the second position and then pull the trigger. If you end up pulling it back and then releasing the hammer before the first stop, the gun will not fire because it doesn't have enough force on the hammer to be able to fire it. Now, that suggests that he had to have pulled it back past the first stop, back past the second stop, and then fired the gun. Now, in addition to that, this guy also has multiple trainings for firearm safety. He's gone through this entire process most of his career.
No, you're all wrong. You got it wrong. Don't you get it? That gun just went off by itself, and he feels really bad about what he did.
I can't be the only one that just feels like the world is crazy. I feel like I should just go to Mars.
No, it's not crazy. He's a liar.
He is a liar.
He's just a liar. I mean, it's really that simple.
All the mainstream media, even Fox. Pretty much Fox still not touching.
I thought we beat that horse already.
I'm just tired of it.
Well, and it's like what Jimmy's saying in the chat room. I mean, I think that their DNA, you know, was Alec Baldwin, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Zuckerberg. I think you could all trace their lineage back to Vlad Dracula in Transylvania.
Or to the frogs.
I don't know. I'm still
Maybe they're crossed.
Maybe they're crossed between the Dracula and
the
frogs.
Zuckerberg has no laugh lines. Like, what's up with that? Like, he's got no wrinkles. He's got no crow's wrinkles around the sides of his face.
All, huh?
Dude, it's creepy.
Yeah,
whatever
he does, no face muscles at all move.
So you know the Uncanny Valley? It's a thing to where you end up having something that looks really close to human, but it's not human. Now,
Saying that he's like cousin to Kermit?
Again, where are you going to get some of this?
You've never heard of the Uncanny Valley?
No, I have not.
Travis, you heard of the Uncanny Valley?
I have, yep.
Okay, so the Uncanny Valley is used in film animation and stuff to where you have something that looks human, but it's not quite right. It's something that's built into the reptilian brain inside of humans where... I'm talking about science, evolutionary biology.
I think we went a bridge too far here.
Again, yeah. Okay, So Travis knows what I'm talking about so far, but here's the thing.
Yeah, we're
so
going to lump Travis in with that because
I am because we're tracking. I'm going to need some backup on this because Boomer over
you
here.
May, you may be tracking. I don't know what you're tracking.
What are you, Generation X or Z? I'm not sure which.
Yeah,
Z, unfortunately.
Yeah, Generation.
Oh, I'm an Xer. I'm the Pepsi Gen is what they called us.
Right. Well, I.
So
you know,
I was
kind of
thinking you guys
that.
Were like the X File.
No, it's weird about that because there's this whole thing about conjecture of that 90s babies are not Generation Z, but like towards the end of the 90s, and then but there it's nothing defined on it. But anyway, the whole Uncanny Valley thing. I'm gonna finish it.
Okay, yeah, you got to get me here.
Well, hurry up.
So there's something in our history to where we had seen things that didn't quite look human, but made us unsettled. So that's where this thing of Uncanny Valley. It's like how Cats was super unsettling for people on that motion picture to where it looked real, but it wasn't quite real. So it made everybody feel really creepy. So there's something like that going on with
sort of like Michael Zuckerberg. Jackson, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay. Like a lot of the movies we have
two more fairy tales to see, and we got about 5 minutes. Okay, the second to last fairy tale is a picture of, I'm looking at it, a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell, and there's nothing to see here.
Of course.
No, nothing.
Oh, you kind of already covered that. And then I have another, Bill Gates is a humanitarian.
Well, he could be because they changed the definition of things, so yeah.
Well, that's how they do it. Yeah. It's just like, we'll just, bad is good, good is bad.
Yeah, exactly. So,
white, he does own a lot of farmland.
White yeah, is, he does,
white's,
doesn't
you're
he?
And that's about humans.
You're
right?
White yeah, racism.
And the computers. I mean,
computers and science.
Yeah, and science.
I really enjoy all of the videos of him on his TED Talks and other places talking about how through vaccination we can have world depopulation.
Yeah.
No, there's no correlation.
No, good rhyme.
Back to what you were saying, it kind of looks real, but it's not. And yeah,
mm-hmm. I sent you an email. See if you can pull it up. It's United Airlines, and this should be something that should be on the forefront of everybody's mind. And
well, I'm not going to fly.
Well, it's something just about what you should be seeing, but you're not in the media, and it really breaks down just how much of this is not being told to you.
We
got like 3 minutes.
We got about 3 minutes. Let's do it after the top of the show. So
you've
we don't
got enough
it.
Time to be able to play this. It's not very long.
Yeah, but then, well, it's 3 minutes. Let me see. Okay, let me see. Are you ready? Okay, well, hurry up. Okay, here we go.
I spoke this morning to the airline. And how many pilots have you placed on unpaid leave?
I think it's about 80.
Okay. How many flight attendants have you fired?
I don't.
Oops, hold on. Hold on.
I don't know.
Push.
Hold on, wait. Let me go back there. I got it. I see what's happening here.
I don't know the number. In total, it's about 200 employees.
Well, I will tell you, I spoke this morning to the Airline Employees for Health Freedom that said they had over 2,000 United employees who had been placed on unpaid leave because they sought exemptions from the vaccine mandate. They said that included 331 pilots. I will also note that I have been literally inundated with United employees complaining about United's callous disregard for the rights of the pilots. One of the messages was from a pilot who flew for United for more than 2 decades, who applied for and received an exemption from your vaccine mandate on religious grounds, and who was subsequently placed on leave with no pay and no benefits, including no medical insurance. Now his wife, who relies on her husband's insurance, has had to postpone a necessary surgery with no idea when she'll be able to reschedule because she has no idea when her husband will be able to fly again. And you're simultaneously enforcing a non-compete so this pilot can't even go work for your competitors. Another message I received from another pilot, a constituent, self-described proud Texan, flew for the Air Force for almost 3 decades, including missions in Asia, now founds himself on indefinite unpaid leave with a denial of all benefits to include medical, dental, vision, insurance, disability, travel privileges, crew member access to jump seats, denied access to his retirement savings. This morning, I spoke with a 10-year flight attendant for United, a woman named Ms. Adriana Ubali, who is a single mom, an Hispanic single mom from Texas, who you fired. She received her termination notice tied in a trash can to her front gate. I have a letter here, Madam Chairman, from Ms. Ubali describing the disgraceful treatment she received at the hands of United. I ask unanimous consent this record be entered, this letter
without
be entered
objection.
In the record. Just recently, you're being sued by your employees for mistreating them, for violating their terms of employment. Just recently, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge James Ho, someone I know very well, an exemplary jurist, wrote an opinion in which he described the likelihood of your employees.
Yeah, they're going to cut. We may have to pick it up on the other side. They're going to cut us off.
Yeah,
we're
we'll
at the top of the hour.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the economy more when we come back.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
With pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you everyone in the time of the season for love.
ECNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Top U.S. federal health officials are looking to add a negative test along with the 5-day isolation restrictions for asymptomatic Americans who catch the coronavirus. With COVID-19 cases surging just as students are about to return from winter break, dozens of U.S. colleges are moving classes online again for at least the first week or so of the semester. Some warn it could stretch longer if the wave of infections doesn't subside soon. Residents are cleaning up after strong windstorms swept through the southern U.S. overnight.
A line of severe storms damaged homes, knocked out power, and downed trees in parts of the southern U.S. In Hazel Green, Alabama, authorities closed roads after trees and power lines came down, and homes and businesses, including a local Walmart, were damaged. The mayor of a nearby town of Triana told local outlets that 280 people gathered in a storm shelter during the worst of the weather. The Madison County Sheriff's Office shared photos, including one of a snapped power pole. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency after a powerful storm caused flash floods, power outages, and property damage, including from a possible tornado that damaged businesses in downtown Hopkinsville on Saturday. The storm comes just 3 weeks after unusual winter tornadoes killed 77 people. I'm Jennifer King.
When it comes to foreign policy initiatives in 2022, President Biden has nowhere to go but up. That's the opinion of military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who says an ongoing challenge for Mr. Biden is China and its campaign of human rights violations.
And, of course, we have the human rights violations against the Uyghurs in the West. We have the ongoing organs for sale, torture, dismantling of Falun Gong individuals across that country that's widely reported.
McGinnis spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
In Amsterdam, that's the sound of thousands of people in the Netherlands capital who've defied a ban and gathered for a demonstration against the Dutch government's coronavirus lockdown measures. They gathered Sunday on a central square before marching toward a park in the west of the city. Riot police briefly clashed with a small group of demonstrators as they were cleared off the museum square following an order from Amsterdam's mayor. Authorities say arrests have been made in the shooting death of an off-duty Cleveland police officer during a carjacking. Cleveland police say 25-year-old Shane Bartek had been with the department since August of 2019. Police say someone approached Bartek in the parking lot of an apartment building on Cleveland's west side Friday night. Bartek was shot twice during a struggle. Police say the vehicle was tracked to suburban Euclid. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York City has a new mayor.
Eric Adams took his oath of office in Times Square just after the ball dropped early Saturday. Then later in a midday inaugural speech, pledged to steer the nation's largest city out of the pandemic by drawing on the resiliency of its people and promising a government that works better even if it's not radically different. The 61-year-old former cop also promised more efficiency, invoking New Yorkers' reputation for toughness, and urged the city's nearly 9 million residents to make a New Year's resolution that their lives not be controlled by the pandemic. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Egyptian officials are pushing for Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip to rein in hostilities and adhere to a ceasefire in place since the war in May. Egyptian efforts on Sunday came a day after Hamas militants launched rockets into the Mediterranean Sea off central Israel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You're hiding from the plague. It's like you're always stuck in quarantine. And you might be there a day, a week, a month, or even a year. But I'll be there for you. Watching Netflix, but I'll be there for you.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, if you can't poke fun at this stuff, you might as well go home and just, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say it. But
that was amazing.
That was good. So I thought I would come up with a bunch of stuff. You know, we'll finish out Ted Cruz there, and then I've got a clip here from Babylon Bee. You know, I'm trying to do a little bit of lightness on the show, a little bit of stuff that we missed during this last year that I thought was really good. And sometimes you get up at 5 in the morning to set up the music and figure out what you're going to talk about it, and you look at the thing and you just go blank, you know. It's like, so this is what I came up with some of this stuff, but here's Ted Cruz. Let's finish it out.
The claims against you, quote, appear compelling and convincing at this stage. And I want to read what Judge Ho wrote about United. Title VII forbids employers from retaliating against employees who attempt to exercise their statutory rights. Yet United CEO Scott Kirby told employees in a company town hall meeting.
I
have limited time.
All right, so there we go. That's all I got. So coming back. Let's play this. Okay, this is from the Babylon Bee, who has done some excellent work this year. And this is some of your favorite Christmas carols that we missed. And then we'll get on to a little more serious topics of the economy and what's going on with there, the LIBOR rate, and some different things. J.P. Morgan being convicted pleading guilty to paying a $60 million fine on top of the $120 million fine they paid.
He pleaded guilty?
They pleaded guilty, yeah.
So I have a Chase bank account. Should I stop that then?
I honestly would.
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't leave any money in any bank, but
fair. Yeah.
Here's the thing right now, aside from all of this too, you've got your ESG scores, and with the methodology that they're using right now to calculate those are your environmental social governance scores. And what that is it is tracking literally every purchase you make. If you've ever shopped online at Walmart, go on to Walmart, and even if you don't have your your card that you've used in that same store, even if it wasn't an online purchase, they have a history of everything
you've
purchased.
Well, they have a history of everything.
I was going to say
that. Everything everybody does.
Just anyway.
Yeah, so,
that
yeah.
you can see. But
Okay. We're going to play this, and then we're going to get into that. All right. So here we go. This is Babylon Bee here.
Hi. Do you like Christmas? Of course, we all do. But do you also like COVID? Me too. So we're thrilled to present a 22 CD box set of all your favorite COVID Christmas carols. For one easy payment of compliance to the government for the rest of your life, we'll ship you this amazing set, which includes...
Fauci baby, slip a vaccine under the tree for me.
While social distancing.
Fauci baby, just give me all the boosters you have.
What a classic. But that's not all. Each box set comes with some loose COVID to breathe in, motivating you to get that vaccine. And who can forget this holiday classic?
I'll be vaxxed for Christmas with the shot in me. Please have Pfizer and J&J and Moderna by the tree.
Brings a tear to my eye every time. So trying to think of the perfect gift from Santa? This set will have your loved ones saying, ho, ho, hovid. Just listen to this classic song.
Grandma just got COVID by Cuomo. At the nursing home where she did dwell.
Now you could say that Cuomo's a good governor.
But Grandpa tells me that he's bound for...
It came upon the mandate clear that glorious dictator of with Biden presiding over us. We ain't gonna be catching no cold.
And if you order right now, the next COVID variant will be named after you. Step aside, Omicron. Here comes the Jeff variant. Now that's a value you can't put a price on. Plus, you'll get this song.
What variant is this that's spreading around? Is it Delta?
I don't know.
Is it Alpha?
I'm not sure.
Is it Omicron?
So throw on these carols, gather the family round, and then shame them for gathering and not social distancing, while this old chestnut roasts in your ears.
Get rested, boosted, gentlemen, your virtues on display. If Fauci said jump off a cliff, you dutifully obey. Yeah!
Order now and you'll receive all these hits and more.
By watching this commercial, you are legally bound to purchase the CD box set. Refusal to purchase will result in re-education. Failure to be re-educated will result in a mind wipe. Mind wipes are a product of Pfizer Pharmaceutical. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh boy. That was a good one. I really enjoyed that. You really got to watch the video, too. I'll try to post it on Facebook. Or the title of that is COVID-19 Babylon Bee. All right. So where were we?
We were talking about the ESG scores.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we've been everywhere.
We've been everywhere. Well, let's get into economics, and then we'll bring it on home to our local Board of Corruption here that we're going to be having a recall election on pretty soon. And I highly suggest you get out there and vote yes.
February 1st.
Vote yes on the recall, because anybody that takes in $34 million and says we need it desperately to make sure that we can pay all of our bills at the county, and then turns around and gives themselves raises.
Oh, amongst many other things.
And we're going to talk about your little form over there. Yeah,
the voting machines, and then about the health and services, yeah.
All right.
Health and Human Services.
So where should we start? I think we should start with the big picture, and we'll get down to the little picture here as we go, unless you want to finish off what you had.
Well, real quick on the ESG scores, they're tracking everything, and soon enough you're not going to be able to get a loan, because they're going to say that you're not environmentally sound, or you're using propane, or you're using gas in your gas-powered vehicle, and you won't get a loan or a business loan. Now, the only people that I'm aware of that are not doing this are credit unions. All the others, you already have an established ESG score that is fluctuating and already changing. You can actually go to your bank and you can ask them for a copy of it. Now, I wasn't aware when that originally happened that I had already had an ESG score from one of them myself, and shortly thereafter, I ended up changing banks because I don't want them to look at my records to say whether or not I should be approved for a loan, or whether or not I'm environmentally sound enough, or whether or not I'm socially sound enough, because I'm probably not based upon their standards. Anyway, we can move on.
Okay. With that said, I want to talk about LIBOR. And, you know, just to kind of piggyback on that a little bit, I think that you should be getting out of debt as much as possible. You should be getting ready for, you know, be prepared as much as possible at this point of anything that could happen, whether it's fire, flood, economic upheaval. Because the real deal is, after we've gone through what we've done in the past hours, are they trying to collapse the economy, you think?
Well,
you think that's what this is all about?
And,
you think this is about getting a cold?
And I want to say, if you think you're safe all the way, like with a credit union or anything, you have to take precautions. I mean, you're still going to be able to be tracked. I mean, there's so much in the system already, and you do need to, you know, think about other ways of protecting yourself. Just saying.
And with what we're seeing right now, they're trying to push it and make it harder and harder. They're having no qualms about telling you right in your face. It is about compliance. We will have you do what we tell you to do, or we'll get you.
Right.
One word.
No.
Wolverines!
Well, yeah, it's all about compliance. See, now where Dr. Fauci is probably going to make it where you have to report negative testing and all of that. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of this, too, they're coming out and they're saying that we're not going to let you work. We're not going to allow you to go into the stores. We're not going to allow you to do anything else. And at the same time, you have science himself. And there was a really good quote, but you have Fauci continuously now for over a year saying how your individual rights do not matter. You have to think of the good of the people. Well, that is not the American way. It never has been the American way. He can move to Germany if he'd like to go that way. And maybe they'd probably gladly accept him over there. He turns around and does and talks just like what they do right now.
So let me go into this, because this is big, and I don't think people realize how big this is, because it's not gotten a whole lot of press. But LIBOR era is near its end. Now, LIBOR, this is from Reuters. This is on December 28th, and this is New York Reuters. LIBOR, or the London Interbank Offering Rate, which will no longer be used for new derivatives and loans as of January 1st, the benchmark and reference rate, which had 265 trillion derivatives and loans as of January 1st. Excuse me. The benchmark and reference rate, is linked globally, was linked globally at the start of 2021, is being scrapped in the biggest shakeup to the markets since the introduction of the euro in 1999. What is LIBOR and why it is being replaced? Well, LIBOR, once dubbed the world's most important number, is a rate based on quotes from banks on how much it would cost to borrow short-term funds from one another. Although it dates to 1969, and the Fed's involved, the New York Fed, obviously, it was formalized in 1986, which has been used as a reference rate for the vast array of financial products, including student loans, credit cards, corporate loans, and mortgages. LIBOR was discredited after the 2008 financial crisis, and when authorities found traders had manipulated it, prompting calls to reform and eventually replace the tarnished rate. Several global banks were fined. What is replacing LIBOR? Regulators have said no new business can be done after December 31st using LIBOR, which has 35 permutations across five currencies, the U.S. dollar, British pound, euro, Swiss franc, and Japanese yen. Some LIBOR tenors, the length of time remaining before the contract expires, can go all the way up to June of 23, so they're grandfathered in until they expire. LIBOR is being replaced by alternative rates, which with a preference towards those recommended by central banks. Nothing to see there, that are based on actual transactions, making it harder to rig. Now, all I'm saying is this is a big deal. These guys got $265 trillion in derivatives, okay? And if this goes bad, a lot of things go bad. Now, moving on, okay, this is from the Justice Department last year. Now, we know that J.P. Morgan is one of the guys who controls and owns some of the central banking in the industry. This was September of last year. And J.P. Morgan Chase and Company agrees to pay $920 million. Now, I'm reading this off the U.S. Department of Justice, so I'm pretty sure that it's true. you know.
I'm sorry. I got to laugh at that, you know.
Yeah. So they agreed to pay a $920 million fine in connection with schemes to defraud precious metals in U.S. Treasury markets. Now, anybody who's been kind of stacking and storing and, you know, different things on precious metals might want to pay attention here a little bit, because I think that this is all kind of connected to the derivatives, and this just in. Okay, this coming from Reuters, you know, the We Lie to You news organization. But I think this is true. J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay another $60 million to settle precious metals spooling lawsuit. Now, spooling is where they are manipulating the market to drive the price down so that they can short the derivatives market through the EFTs. Mm-hmm. So that they can keep the prices of metals down while they make money shorting them. Okay?
Well, you look at what gold has done, and you look at the history of it, and gold should be far more what it is right now.
Absolutely.
All the precious metals.
All precious metals. Yeah. So, and why isn't somebody going to jail? We know why, because it's all, they're all criminals, they're all corrupt, they're all in bed with each other, you know, and you got Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and all these stellar personalities up there who are honest as the day is long involved in, you know, some of this. But nobody goes to jail just like them. Okay, the settlement disclosed on Friday, and this is dated, by the way, this is dated November 19th, 2021, a little over a month ago. LIBOR ends on the 1st. These guys got sued for spooling, which is manipulating the market, and nobody goes to jail, but they pay a
Yeah, just pay your fine, even though you broke the law and it's against the law and everything, no problem.
Well, the payout would recover about 7% of the estimated $915 million of class-wide damages, the lawyer said.
Well, what's interesting on that, too? What's 7%? Gosh, that's almost a lot like what the taxes are. Kind of like what we were talking about earlier. How,
it's the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
And J.P. Morgan declined to comment.
No.
Imagine that.
So... In September 20th, which I just read to you about the prosecution, it was a deferred prosecution agreement on the $920 million, including a $436 million criminal fine. Okay. Why isn't nobody going to jail to settle this U.S. government probe into spooling and pressure? This is a bribe. They're bribing people to not go to jail, to continue to do what they're doing. And they're going to continue to do what they're doing because it's a cost of doing business. So with that said, what does that mean for people who are investing in precious metals? It means that they're going to control the prices until they can't.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's basically going to be that way until such a time as there is such a drastic shortage. I mean, you go through and you look at all of the electric vehicles. They're saying by 2030, you're no longer going to be able to buy.
We're already starting to see the shortages in the silver market, especially. It's getting harder and harder to find. with everything going, if we have any kind of a market problem, you know, and I don't say the market's going to crash tomorrow. I mean, I think they're propping it up with this easy money out of the Fed, which they're saying they're tapering, which is bull crap. They're not tapering. They're buying more and more assets. They're taking over everything worldwide. But at some point in time, the hyperinflation is going to cause the market to crash. I don't think it's right away, but so the point being is that all of that money that these guys have been counterfeiting is going to rush into any place to hide to keep from being devalued.
An investment firm, BlackRock, is buying properties at 150%.
Where do you think they're getting their money?
Well, it's coming out of 401ks, and they're doing it with...
Well, they're borrowing it from the Fed, too.
Well, so it's that, but listen to what they're wrapping it up into. It is being wrapped up in rent-backed securities. When, remember, in 2008, the thing that they say caused the 2008 crash was mortgage-backed securities. Now we have rent-backed securities. And so they're doing that with people's 401ks, so they take the loss. I mean, these rich
do you
guys...
Know, do you know where they're putting it, a lot of it, too? They're putting it into treasuries.
Well, and it's
because we have what we have is a debt bubble of such a magnitude that it's unbelievable. When it does pop, it's going to be Mad Max kind of crap. Is what I'm saying. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, and look at how the rich protect their money. So there was a course that I did, and in that process, I found out exactly how they invest. They protect their money with call options and put options, both.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And so when there is a giant collapse, you poor sucker, you just lost your retirement. We feel so bad. Do you know where your retirement went? It went to their put options. Because guess what? They're covered on the downside. So when there's a crash, now they can go ahead and collect all of that in between on the put options, buy it back up for pennies on the dollar. You're the sucker, and then it rises up. They
that's
make
why
all
we
the
call them the sharks.
Let me add to that. Okay, let me add to that. And let me add something, too, that you might not know about that shores up my position that the market's not going to crash yet. And because we've been hearing a lot of that, oh, it's going to crash, it's going to crash, mm-hmm. it's going to crash. Okay. Nancy Pelosi, about a week or so ago, remember she said, oh, gee, we shouldn't be barred from trading in the market because, you know, we're Americans too, you know, even though it's all insider trading and they know things and anybody else knows it is illegal and so forth. Well, did you know that she bought millions of calls last week?
Mm-hmm. Well, and did you know that most of the things that she's buying are things that would do really, really good in, you know, like an indefinite lockdown type situation? The more lockdown, the better.
So what those calls indicate is that the market is going up in those particular things that she bought.
Mm-hmm.
And so she might be a lot of things, but she's a good crook. All right.
Oh, of course.
And
well,
so they're betting on the market continuing to go up in certain areas. And there's only like 10 stocks that are propping it up, period, right now anyway.
Yeah. Well, and really when you end up looking at it, all of these guys are just crooks. None of them are good. They're just rubbing each other's backs. Right now, from the New York Post, Ghislaine Maxwell's brother says she won't rat out for a lighter sentence. Ghislaine Maxwell is a convicted sex offender and disgraced British socialite, but she's no rat.
You know why she won't rat out for a lighter sentence? Because she'll end up. That's right. she'll end up committing suicide.
Let's think about this for a minute. Do we honestly think she's going to do any time at all? She's going to walk into that prison cell. They're going to take a couple pictures of her looking so withdrawn and sad and so sick and tired of life. And then it's going to be brushed under the rug. She's probably not even going to spend a day in there, and she's going to be out and about. It's the same thing with all these guards and all the rest of it. We have absolutely no justice in the United States anymore.
There's no law. There's no criminal justice at all.
It's only because everyone's on that list. Mm-hmm. Like every single person in the world is on that list pretty much.
Well, all of these people. Uh-huh. So listen to this right here. So as of December 30th, I actually almost ignored this one because I thought it was the same one. But no, it's another CNN producer arrested over alleged sexual misconduct with minors. As of December 30th, and he was arrested on December 18th, his arrest comes just a week after another CNN producer, John Griffin, was arrested over similar allegations. Fairfax County Police have reportedly seized electronics and hard drives of CNN producer Rick Salaby after texts and FaceTime calls show he was soliciting photos from his fiancée's underage daughter. Wow, that's a low one.
So,
well, it doesn't end. It's almost the question is who isn't involved in that stuff? Because every time you turn around, there's more and there's more. But the problem is nothing is being done about them.
Well, when you look at it, and it almost appears like the gatekeepers. I mean, Disney was wrapped up and involved in all of this stuff, which now has been sealed back up.
Right.
But you look at all these Disney girls. They turn out just absolutely wrecked. You know, the type of wreck that you get from sexual abuse? You end up seeing all of these kids that are brought into this program. They're sexualized, and they're made into these sexual things. I mean, you look at Hannah Montana before she was even 18.
Do you remember when you were talking about pedos a year or so ago? You were just complete right-wing whacked up.
Boy, I'll tell you, man. It's right in your face on all of this stuff.
CNN is the pedo network. You know,
but you got it right in your own schools and stuff because people were not paying attention and was allowing this to go on. Stop and think about it. Look at the education system. They're awful. Doing the same thing.
So,
CNN, if not worse.
Children's Nambula Network.
So, the Communist Nambula Network, probably.
Yes, I like that.
But I want to come back a little bit and then go back towards the local stuff.
Well,
why is this important?
We need to go to a break.
All right, let's go
and
to a
let's
break.
Go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them? Pull it down, or to keep on wearing every day like the year before. Pull it down, will I offend people? What's the rule to
There goes my neighbor with his mask like always, although they are now optional. And I feel like I'm insane, cause I just put mine away. Don't know what to do right now.
Good morning, Cleese!
Good morning, neighbor, whose name I can't remember.
Well, is your mask?
Are we wearing them or not? I want to do the right thing, but aren't they optional now that I'm vaccinated?
Ooh, keep wearing your mask! Oh. The Valiums are coming!
Look, there he goes, that guy is strange, no question! He has a death wish, can't you tell?
I'm standing right here.
Has his mask off in a crowd.
Which is okay to do now, right? Don't know how to live in post-pandemic hell.
Leave on!
Take off!
I'm vaccinated.
Grandpa is here! We're still not safe! No! Leave on!
Take off!
Make up your damn mind. There must be more to post-pandemic life. Good morning, Artisan Baker.
Good morning, Chris.
Can I just get a... I'm sorry. Can I take this off?
Technically, we...
Oh, good.
But no!
Oh, that makes no sense. Can I just get a baguette and a Delta donut? Wow, that looks new.
Hey, put your mask on!
No! Take your mask off!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I want to do the right thing, but these social expectations are so...
Wow. Wow. What a year, huh? Holy crap. Holy crap.
You can't make this stuff up.
So
now I know why Elon wants to get to Mars so badly. Like, honestly.
You think?
It's starting to sound pretty good.
Okay, hurry up with that story so we can get to this. I want to talk about this COVID and then wrap it up into the local.
Well, I wanted to tie this up in a pretty little bow real quick because of that whole thing about Ted Cruz, to where the guy from United was saying, oh, maybe about 8 pilots were put on leave, and then also about how they we have Travis letting us know we've got a caller on the line after this. But,
yeah, I know.
So how he had 8 pilots on leave, well, it ended up being hundreds. And then we also saw that they said, well, we only have about 200 people in total. And then Ted came back with that over 2,000 people were actually on leave or terminated. Now, this is as of today, nearly 2,000 flights canceled after New Year's holiday during travel chaos. Nearly 2,000 flights were canceled Sunday morning over Omicron-fueled airline staff shortages and bad weather, adding to an already chaotic holiday weekend travel nightmare, according to the airline Delta. At least 1,979 flights were called off domestically as of 9:45 a.m., with airports in Chicago and Denver amongst the hardest hit. Now, think about this for a minute. They're not telling you the full thing that we already just heard from Ted Cruz. And this is even on the New York Post.
They're
this is what I mean.
It. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They lie about everything. Anybody who's buying this crap is an idiot. So I guess we have a caller.
We have a couple callers. I believe we got Rich on the line. I'm not sure who's first, Rich or Lori. Or both.
Rich
is first.
Rich is first. Good morning, Rich. What you got?
Plenty. Hey, I'm not sure if you announced the Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday morning.
No, nope, I was going to get to that, but thanks.
Yeah, lots more raises coming, folks. And then let's see.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
No, absolutely not. Let's see, what else? Oh, so much. Chatham County Citizen Journalist, last week's podcast on Podbean. Look at the show notes or listen. I covered several patents, U.S. patents, regarding nanotechnology, nanowires, injectable nanotechnology. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly new patent from the mid-2010s. Probably it's what's happening with the current vaccines, although we've only had these current vaccines for a year. So that'll come out, though, but very, very interesting stuff there. On our next show, I will also cover additional patents related to this stuff. Very scary stuff, by the way. And here's the thing. So 2021, the pushback we had for the recall, you know, we had the goons come into our doors. We had 7 people visited. The lies, the smears, the dark money allegations, FPPC allegations. In my humble opinion, we saw nothing compared to what we're going to see this year in 2022. 3 board members up for election, the DA, the sheriff, the registrar. This is the year to take Shasta County back.
Yep.
This is the year.
Totally agree.
This is it. This is going to be our last chance to take this county back before the state of California closes what very few election integrity is left. They're going to close all of those loopholes. We will have zero election integrity by the end of this year. Trust me. Speaking of elections, take your ballots that are mailed to you. And I'm not sure if Bob Wolfinger has called in yet, so I don't want to repeat him. But take your ballots that are mailed to you. Take them in either to the registrar's office, and you can early vote there. Turn in your mailed ballots there and then get a physical ballot from them. Or go to Election Day, take your mailed ballots to the election centers and vote that way. And that'll help minimize some of the fraud. By the way, everybody knows how I like to do record jack requests, right? Kathy Darling Allen's going to have a doozy sitting in her inbox in the morning regarding Modi's recall election. So I'm going to be looking for lots of statistics, daily statistics, during this recall election window, which is 47 days, by the way, folks. It's not called Election Day. It's called Election Season. Anyways, that's just my quick update. Any questions?
No, I think that kind of brings us up to Linda was totaling up some of the stuff that you got to us last week, and maybe she can give a little bit of a recap on that before we get to Lori.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Great show, folks.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, so as you guys know, before we had went to Christmas break, Rich had got this documents.
The Freedom of Information
Act.
Yeah.
On the Health and Human Services, wages and everything. So there's like 15 or 16 pages of wages, you know, who the employees, the department, their job title, and their monthly salary, all right? So I was at home the other day, and I started adding stuff up. I think I have 5 pages done. There's like 15 or 16 of these pages. On each page, there's about 60 names, okay? So none of the wages on the pages are less than $300,000, okay? So you've got $300,000, roughly the average is probably about $350 on 5 pages that I did. That's just for their monthly wages.
That's not counting their benefits.
That's not accounting the other 11 pages. And I just randomly did this. So I don't know who the top guy is that's getting paid or any of that. I didn't go that far.
It's got to be.
Yet.
It's got to be Health and Human Services, I would think.
Well, Donnell, however you say the last name, is getting paid almost $17,000 a month. It just happened to be one sheet that I pulled out.
Right.
I didn't know the name was on there.
It's got to be pretty close to the top, I would think.
I would think. But another thing I did on just these 5 sheets was I started to see when I was adding them up the amount of $5,546. When you deal with numbers after a while, you go, God, how many of those have I done? So I went back through the 5 pages. They're all getting paid $5,546 a month. They're all eligibility supervisors. There's 9 of them on 5 pages. I still have 11 pages to go, folks.
Wow.
Okay?
Well,
no corruption there.
For that amount of money. Reading is not a big city.
Right.
And the president of the United States
gets $350 a year.
Makes $400,000 a year.
Is it $400 now? I think they gave themselves a raise a couple years ago.
Okay,
what's the Speaker of the House get?
I don't know. So if you add up the totals on these 5 sheets, you're at $1.7 million. Okay? You have 11 more sheets to go. If you did roughly the math, I don't know. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and you got a lot of duplicates in here. And I'm going to be working on this over the weeks, and I'll have more updates. But, again, why does Shasta County need at least 9 eligibility supervisors?
Okay, so
we're in Shasta County.
Okay, I just Googled the Speaker of the House salary. It's $223,500 a year, according to the Congressional Report of 2018. So, I mean, wow. So these guys are making more than the Speaker of the House and almost as much as the President of the United States. And are you kidding me?
And
they're desperate for money, but everybody gets raises? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, and you wonder why they don't want us to do an audit and look into things. I mean, it's just insane. And then I went through, you know, and I'm starting to highlight the top payers, anything over $10,000. So you've got a few of those in here. You know, you got people at $10,000, almost $11,000, $13,000, $12,000, $11,000, $11,000. This is just on 5 sheets, people.
Yeah, and it's like Modi at the last meeting where he's like, "What, you're gonna turn down $34 million? Yeah, because you guys are dancing the jig of the frickin' devil, you morons,
yeah.
Or you corrupt jerks. I mean, how much is going to take before the thing topples? How much is it going to take before the county goes bankrupt? How much is it going to take before you guys are happy? You say you're desperate in one side of your mouth for money, and you're giving raises to all the department heads out of the other. Which
yeah.
is it? And these guys are making more than the Speaker of the House, a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Un-freaking believable.
And this is only 300.
Let's be fair. Come on, Mark. The Speaker of the House has all kinds of different investment opportunities that make a lot of money on the back end.
Well,
you know,
we're just talking about salaries. I'm pretty sure that these guys locally have all kinds of other investment things that they're getting on the back end, too. And
no.
I'm pretty sure that we're taking it in the rear end because of these guys.
No.
Well, yeah. And you wonder why that they want to collect this money and why they shuffle money here and shuffle money there.
Oh, yeah. There's no kickbacks going on.
And the CARES
money. We don't want to audit anything because you guys are too stupid to know where our money's being spent. And let's just give all the departments raises to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
Of course.
And this is just, I mean, in a population with Redding got, or Shasta County, 190,000 people.
And then you got
this kind of money going out.
And you,
I mean, hello.
You know, it's like, let go, Leonard. Let go, Leonard. You know, in the meantime, Mr. Convicted of Mr. Swampy, you know, is telling everybody else, "Oh, you guys are all a bunch of liars and criminals and slandering and blah 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 blah." And really?
Yeah, and I believe he actually voted to re-up the lease or the contract with. Voting machines, too.
If you are not, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
If you are not ready to get rid of this swamp rat, then you're part of the problem.
So,
you're either on the take or benefiting somehow, or you're keeping your mouth shut, or you're afraid, or take your, there's probably a bunch of reasons.
Oh, you work for the county.
Well, yeah. Why do I get a raises? That makes okay. That's
yeah.
okay if I betray my other countrymen. It's okay
right.
if I betray the county and all the people in it, as long as I'm getting frickin' paid.
When you look at all the
money.
Are
you serious? 34?
All the money that is coming in. Your tax for a city tax and then for a county tax as soon as you end up getting paid, and then your tax when you end up buying and your tax when you end up selling and all the rest of these things. Wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit more of that in your pocket rather than going to $300,000 for a guy that really isn't even doing his job? Have you looked around Redding with drive-by shootings going on lately, with all the rest of the things that are taking place around
and
here?
And then you take the sheriff who was caught in the mix, and he gets a position. Oh, gee, they didn't bribe that guy because everybody in the sheriff. They just moved him over to where, here you go, it's cool. Here's some hush money. Shut up. You go do your job and pretend you're doing something because nothing's going to happen as long as Mr. Modi is not being stopped and doesn't get voted out of there. So get to the freaking recall.
Vote yes
on this piece of crap.
Yeah. Don't forget, it's coming soon, too. It's February 1st. I believe the ballots already went out. People should start getting them in the mailbox.
I'm sorry I didn't say how I really felt, but yeah. So now,
and don't forget, you know, we're supporting the recall on Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:32. We're having the rally on Cypress and Hilltop, and like Rich said, the Board of Supervisors meetings
on Tuesday
at 9 a.m. So hopefully a lot of people can attend that.
You can go to Shasta County Board of Supervisors meetings in minutes and look at the agenda and see what's going on there. I'm not sure it says that there's raises on there. I haven't been able to review it yet. But would you be shocked? So
here's one thing I want to know before we move on from that. I want to know who we have as our poll watchers and who do we get in contact with?
That's
Holsinger.
Bob Holsinger. We still have Lori here, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So let's get Lori on real quick before we move on. Because I want to wrap this up on this Canadian COVID Care Alliance that shows that that you have an increased risk of illness if you do get the shot.
Right.
So go ahead, Lori.
All right, Lori, are you still with us?
Sure, I am.
Hey.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Very efficient. I did a field report, showed up at the last vaccine clinic past Thursday, December 30th, at First United Methodist Church. This is an ongoing thing. And here's where this money from the county is going. There's a new position that was created in February, right after the vaccine rollout, and Mr. Amrit Singh is getting $3,556 a month as a community organizer.
Wow.
Okay, keep that in note. So, yes, Linda, I'm going through the redactions, too. This is from, what's her name, Natalie Ebersol from the County Council's office, dated December 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, plenty there. So while we were at this clinic on Thursday, I did do my usual visit with the POI person, and they were giving away these free kits now, home testing kits, because the PCR test got booted on December 31st, so they had two kits per person, and this is these swabs, and you put this buffer solution. Well, what's on the tip? What's on the solution? What's on the little card? Lots of questions. I called the number, and you can't access anyone, and granted, it was over the holiday weekend. I'll try again on Monday. Meanwhile, they have the, oh, and they called the cops on us, some parishioner that goes to the church, because their foam board posters were touching the concrete wall while we're on the street. So they wasted a cop on the beat to come tell us, hey, could you put your sign an inch away later, move it, or whatever? Ridiculous. Of course we complied, but what a waste. And so they were doing, again, the young children, all the shots, all the boosters, and giving away these dumb incentive cards, gift cards, and there you go. So the Board of Super meeting, yeah, I had somebody say I should make a sign called the Board of Supervisors if they keep taking these vaccine boosters. Lastly, the county was putting together this Ask the Experts outreach. It ended on the 31st. I called. Their number was dysfunctional. You couldn't leave a message. And when you emailed, I have no idea if it's being accepted or a reply. Carrie Schutte was out of office when I called her number. In her outgoing greeting, did not say anything. So I'm telling you folks, they don't want to hear from us. They want to block. This is why Joe Clemente had no phone calls for the most of the last year. So just we're on top of it. Shasta County Citizen Journalist. Yes, yes, yes. We keep doing our podcast. And this is insane. I put in 21 questions. Let's see how many of my questions will be asked on film by their alleged panel by the end of January. We shall see. I keep records of everything. Even with the troll hater in the chat room, I copy-paste all of the slander, all the snark, all of it. I'm a big, big box, Mr. You-Know-Who.
Well,
back in the chat room.
I just posted, is he back in the chat room? I didn't look.
Yeah, he slid in there, Trav.
Let me see what's going on there. I haven't
recall.
Seen
it. Anyway,
yeah,
let's
recall.
Go. Okay.
He just started.
He just started. Well, get rid of him.
All right,
him.
You guys, high five. Let's keep exposing the swamp, the local swamp.
Yep.
You got that right.
Go for it. Okay.
All right,
bye.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Lori.
I
appreciate it.
I just posted on Facebook Pfizer inoculation for COVID-19 report that was done by the Canadian COVID Care Alliance. It's getting to the point where they can't shut everybody up with their getting rid of them on Twitter and their monopoly over the news stations. It's all falling apart on them. And it's called More Harm Than Good. And when you read through this thing, what you're finding out is there's a significant increase, and this is Pfizer's data, a significant increase in illness, which the Pfizer inoculations were supposed to reduce. So if you're taking inoculations that are supposed to decrease your risk for illness, death, all of that, and you find out that it actually is increasing your risk for illness and death, why would you keep promoting it? Yeah, so I think, and you can get that from the Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and, you know, you've got Malone, who's one of the guys who invented it. You've got all these doctors that are coming out, the America's Front Line, that are breaking through the disinformation, the censorship, because these guys can't keep covering this up. In the meantime, they sink our economy, and then you got Modi up there. Well, what? You're going to turn down $34 million? Yeah, because if you are getting mandates from Governor Mussolini down there that I got to vax my 3-year-old, or I can't go buy any food. You don't, wow, that's worth the $34 million to boost your frickin' pensions and your salaries that are already so bloated with frickin' pork.
Yeah, but what are they gonna do when they come down and say if you're a negative test that you have to be in quarantine or you can't do this, you can't, see? If it comes down from the state, you gonna follow that for the $34 million? It's crazy.
Interestingly enough, too, in the last 11 and 12 days, we've had numerous articles that started coming out. This is one right here from MSN Health. Studies have shown that cold weather constricts blood vessels, which can cause strokes. Signs of strokes are facial and arm weakness on the side and speech slurring. Now, what they found out here on this is Chippewa Valley Technical College, cold weather could lead to a stroke and shoveling could lead to a heart attack. Interesting how all this is coming out now after all these little jabbies.
Right.
Yep.
And then you got...
They got to have something else to blame.
And then you got the idiots and, worked his way into the chat room a little bit that is so drinking the Kool-Aid that, he'd taken a trip to Guyana with Jim Jones he'd be the first one on the first flight out.
Well, this is where it comes into where I'm just tired of it. I mean, when you end up actually looking at the amount of censorship that we have and the amount of people that are actually fully awake to this and how many people are getting deplatformed or taken off. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I have one right now.
I did see something about that.
Yeah, she got taken off. I want to circle back here, and I want to just reiterate a little bit on this Joe Rogan interview of what came out. And people need to go to Spotify or Rumble or wherever.
Spotify is the best place to do it at. It is episode 1757 from Dr. Robert Malone.
There you go. You should listen to this because there is a bunch of stuff on here. I mean, during the interview, Malone drops bombshell after bomb on the corrupt establishment. You can also go to Gateway Pundit and look there. From public officials covering up known early treatments to serious conflicts of interest between medical elites and those who are supposedly holding them accountable, all the way up to federal cash bribes to healthcare facilities in exchange for COVID death receipts, our government is out of control. This, and I am quoting the doctor. This is Dr. Malone and Dr. Robert Malone. And if you want to look up his credentials, you might find out that he kind of knows what he's talking about. So,
and isn't that interview pretty long?
It's about 3 hours. Yeah,
I just want to let people know you may have to do it in sections, but be prepared. It is a pretty long interview.
Here's what I'm going to tell you guys on this. We've been now in this for 3 years, and in that interview, it encapsulates 3 years of information that has
there's a lot there
before.
To unpack.
Right.
In the first 30 minutes, your mind is going to be blown and your trust in our system is going to be completely shattered. It is absolutely worth a listen.
Just a couple more on here. I mean, these are all quotes from him. Our government is out of control on this COVID response, and they are lawless. They're completely disregarding bioethics. They're completely disregarding the federal common rule. These mandates of an experimental vaccine are explicitly illegal. They are explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code. They are explicitly inconsistent with the Belmont Report. They are flat-out illegal, and they don't care. Hopefully, we are going to stop them before they take our kids. Okay? They've permanently banned him. This was just in not too long ago. I think this report was from this morning.
LinkedIn and Twitter both.
They've banned him from Twitter. They've banned him from LinkedIn. And Joe Rogan says it was awestruck, but he surely got the message. And so, I think you need to go look that up and listen to that if you haven't listened to anything. And I think the big thing to take away is we've been talking about this for all year or longer than that, but the big thing to take away is it's now getting out mainstream because they can't stop a guy like Joe Rogan that has, 2 billion followers or something. You know, that's bigger than CNN and Fox combined.
Well, that's why I think they're going to go after him, but there was actually a quote I heard recently that just encompasses all of this. If you can't question the science, it's not science. If you can question the science, it is science. And right now what we've been seeing is they'll ostracize and silence anyone who has dissenting opinions, despite the fact that people who are having dissenting opinions on this right now are the leading world-renowned experts. Robert Malone is a guy who actually pioneered the RNA technology and the RNA vaccines. And he was one of the very first at the forefront of all of this, and they're silencing him completely. If that doesn't give you pause, you're the problem.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I got a couple of quotes here, too, that from Aaron Rodgers was one of them, and it was basically saying the exact same thing that you just said, is that... on some of these quotes, I've got several of them here, but...
It reminds me a lot of how you had the Roman Catholic Church that went through and literally had executed people for saying that the Earth revolved around the sun back at the time, because that went against the accepted science and religious dogma at the time. And so they basically literally had the guy executed back then, and it's no different from what we see right now. Yeah, you can have a voice as long as you keep your voice relegated to your closet or your bedroom or wherever else you can't go to meet anybody.
They're losing the narrative. This is the quote from Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, local guy from Chico. If science can't be questioned, it's not science anymore, it's propaganda. And, you know, they're losing the narrative more and more and more. And then here's another
one. That's why they're banning people more and more and more.
Trying to censor. But they can't, because there's too many different avenues in the Internet through Telegram,
well, yeah,
through Rumble.
There's a lot of different platforms.
Yeah, they're trying to, but everybody's understanding that they're fleeing all these platforms.
Yeah.
You know, we still have our foot in Facebook just because that's where the war's being waged. But I don't get my information from Facebook. I don't get my information from MSNBC or LSD. Everybody's going to different places to get their information because they can't shut down the Internet in its entirety. If they do, then you've got some other issues.
Well, if they shut it down entirely, we've got a lot more problems.
There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You might as well kiss her.
So here's another thing to question this science. If it's not a cure, it's not a cure if people are dying. Okay, and we know that's a fact. There, people are dying from this thing. It's not research if they are deleting opposing views. Okay, it's not data if the adverse reactions and deaths are being censored and not included in the data. It's not science if you're not allowed to question it. And that's
and with
what we're talking about.
We're probably just about at the end of the hour of the show, I should say. So,
all right, well, here we go. It's remember, you were born an amateur, and now you're a professional, and you built the Titanic. Government.
That's right.
Let's see the Ossifer problem.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.